Greetings to all, especially those of like precious faith. Our faith rests in Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who is our hope. In Colossians 1:5 we read, "Because of the hope that is laid up for you in heaven, of which you heard before, in the word of the truth of the gospel." Hope is the happy anticipation of good. I hope that I get what I want for my birthday. But a far greater hope lies in Jesus Christ, who suffered and died and then rose on the third day. Hope is born in those who find salvation by being buried in a watery grave, obeying the gospel, and rising to be free from sin. By walking in the light, we leave behind the darkness, and thereby we are full of hope. After Christ was raised up from the dead, he was placed by God at his right hand on the throne in heaven. There he remains to this day, but his return has been prophesied. He will descend from the heavens with a shout and with the sound of a trumpet, and those who are dead in Christ will arise first to meet him in the air, and those who are alive in Christ will be caught up and meet him in the air as well. Those who do not believe in the gospel and do not obey it will then have no hope remaining, because he will take vengeance on the unknowing. As we go about our daily lives, we eagerly anticipate seeing Christ face to face. As Christians, we continue to press towards that goal. By setting our minds on things above, the peace of God can rule in our hearts. Various trials will confront us while here on this earth, but we can count those tests of our faith as all joy. Just like the Apostle Paul in the first century, the Christian of today can do all things through Christ who strengthens those who expect to meet him one day. God will not forget those who show diligence. By pressing toward the prize of the upward call, we can have a full assurance of hope until the end. He has extended the promise of a crown of life to those who do not waver. To hold fast to the confession that instituted our hope requires effort, but endurance will be rewarded. There is no greater thing for the Christian than to hear those words, "Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful in a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of your Lord." Yes, our hope, our joy, and our crown of rejoicing will be realized when we stand in the presence of our Lord Jesus Christ. By obeying the gospel and bearing fruit, we lay up our treasures in heaven.